Saturday Light Brigade. It's 20 after 11. Happy Valentine's Day weekend. Do we have a treat for you today? And for all of us here, too. I'm glad that you're tuned in. Tom Roberts is still fascinated with the Loch Ness Monster and probably loved Beanie and Cecil as a kid, I'm guessing. He's here with the piano and Susanna Ortner Roberts, his wife. This is a poster child Valentine's couple. In fact, we have lots of couples here today. Steve and Cindy are here. Ricky is here with me. And Ethan is here with his camera, which would be another couple. And Tom and Susanna live here on the north side and are internationally acclaimed. They each were before they met and were married, and now as a duo are simply out of sight. And I can't wait for you to hear them. Especially if you've never heard them before, Tom Roberts and Susanna Ortner Roberts.
Thank you.
Go ahead and clap. There's we have a few folks in the studio here with us. That was just swell. The range of tempos and moods. What was that?
This is our new shtick. This is the Hot World Chamber Music.
Yeah.
And as I clear my throat, that's a medley of. We don't really have a title for it, but it's a medley of. A couple of numbers. The first one is based on a couple of spirituals. Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child and Deep River. And some songwriters in the 20s, late 20s, combined those two, Kramer and Layton, and they turned it into a tune called Dear Old Southland. And Dear Old Southland was recorded by Louis Armstrong as a duet, and Sidney Bechet used it as a vehicle throughout his entire career. So it's quite a nice number. And we also threw in a little tango, Hoyos Criollos. I can't remember who wrote that. Somewhere it's sitting around here somewhere. And so we have a little bit of New Orleans R&B, a little James Booker, a little Dr. Johnny kind of things. And it's we like it. It's kind of nice. What do you think, honey? Do you like it?
I love it.
She loves it.
You guys, you guy and gal, you people, you two. Tom, Susanna, you it's interesting because you've played in some venues that are almost like formal concerts where you're on stage and the audience is dutifully listening and dancing inside of their head, and at the end they wait the customary 5 seconds and then applaud. But are you playing in other venues too where the audience might be a little more interactive and responsive as you're playing? It was really hard for me to not, you know, applaud after things that Susanna did or after things that you did, and kind of I'm sort of holding myself back. And it got me to thinking about the club scene and what you guys could be doing in that kind of environment.
We do play a lot of those kind of gigs here in the States, not so many in Germany. I think Germany is more or less concert venues, churches, concert halls, open airs, all sorts of things, but more like sitting down, listening, and being very well behaved. Usually the Germans, they would never leave like before the second or third encore, I think, and they would...
Notice the word second or third.
I had to get that in. But what I love about the American audience is they are a little more interactive during the concert, even though even if it's in a real concert setting. But we also do play here in the States. We play a lot in clubs. For example, the Backstage Bar more or less has become a steady thing for us. We perform there once a month, next Friday.
Yeah, next Friday we'll be at the Backstage Bar.
And it really depends. I mean, sometimes people come in and just want to have a beer or a drink and don't care about the music.
Yeah.
Which I think often has to do with do you pay for it or don't you? So if there is no admission and people don't really expect music to be there, it's often a different appreciation.
Isn't that interesting? Because that people often tend to not value that which they get for free, even though it may be much better than that which they pay for. It's an odd thing.
But we love the Backstage Bar, and we really are about to create a bigger and bigger following there. Other people who usually wouldn't come to concerts of ours in the neighborhood or somewhere or on our other venues where we frequently play. So that's a great thing.
Yeah, the Backstage is in the Cultural District in downtown Pittsburgh, if you're not familiar with it. And what's really nice about it is there's a range of different genres typically there. Usually jazz-oriented, but they'll stretch out a little bit. And, for example, you might hear the Ortner Roberts Duo and...
Actually, the trio.
The trio.
That's right.
The drummer will get up if it's a night gig.
Right.
I'm trying to remember his name.
Tom Elric.
Ah, yes.
He gets up earlier than we do during the week.
I want to be sure we get more music, and I'm reminding myself to not kibitz too much here because I know people are tuned in to hear you play. Do you have a new CD that you're working on?
We're looking for a studio. We're looking for financial backing. We're looking for all of these. We have enough material probably to make two new CDs, but just to find the right atmosphere, a really nice grand piano, and an engineer that's sensitive to what we want to do with it. And there's a possibility of recording it in Munich. There's a possibility, it would be much easier to record it here, but we're in the process of finding it. And we're also in the process of gathering funds.
After the next song, we'll talk more about how you may be able to help in that effort. And we'll also talk about the website and how you can get the current recording that's out. I see Susanna making selections. As we figure out,
is this our flambé number?
Flambé.
Okay, this is another new number. This is a number that we put together. It's again constructed out of number that we had previously performed for a Bastille Day party here in the North Side. And so we just regurgitated it and created something out of it. So this is we're looking for a name for it. It's a combination of Flambé Montalbanaz by Tony Moreno, who's a great Musette accordion player, and then the piece, what's it called in French, Susanna?
Sous le ciel de Paris.
Right, by Edith Piaf, which is under Paris skies. And so we have this little title for it, Sous le ciel flambé de Paris. But when you announce this in Germany, under the flaming skies of Paris, it seemed a little... the Bissele Krieg like a little.
Only you feel
I found
way.
It was a little warlike to call it Under the Flaming Skies of Paris, but it's a nice little number. It's a combination, and there's a little Chopin ballade in it, hidden in little bits and pieces like that. So, here it is.
Thank you.
terrific. Absolutely incredible. The Ortner Roberts duo today with Tom Roberts and Susanna Ortner Roberts. And I was looking at their MySpace page, which I think is the best. Is that the best place to go?
No, the best place is the actual website, which is www.ortnerrobertsduo.com.
Well, that's even easier. so I'll go there right now. ortnerrobertsduo.com. There it is.
Coming
up right there. But what I noticed is that you'll be – there's some kids out there who are really enjoying you. You guys can come in if you want, to come in through this door and actually hear live, and you'll enjoy that, I think. I know that you'll enjoy it. They're going to be at the backstage bar on Friday night. Not the kids. Tom and Susanna will be at the – they're going to come in around the front there. They'll be at the backstage bar this coming Friday night, and I see you're also going to be at the Allegheny Unitarian Universalist Church coming up too.
Sometime in March, we're going to be doing a concert there. And then we also have, we'll be doing, and at the backstage bar as well as at the this next venue, we're going to be doing the Benny Goodman Trio, the music of the Benny Goodman Trio. We'll be at the Sweet Jazz at the Sweetwater Center for the Arts in Swickley on the final Friday of February.
I've got all those dates if you don't have them in your head. So that'll be, I noticed that at the Sweetwater Center for the Arts. Let me bring that back up. Somebody does a very good job of keeping your website up to date.
That would be Susanna.
With everything you need to know. Just had that up. There it is. The Allegheny Unitarian Universalist date is March 19th.
I don't know. Maybe that has changed. See, I don't keep it up.
Sweetwater, I see, is February 25th, which would be the last Friday.
That is a definite one. We'll be doing the music of the Benny Goodman Trio, authentic recreations, note for note. What we do is we listen to the recordings and figure out exactly what Teddy Wilson and Benny Goodman and Gene Krupa did and do it.
There's some more folks that come on in. You're welcome to come in. Kids, you can sit on the floor if you want, or you can stand next to Ethan. I know Tom and Susanna. Come on in. Don't be nothing to be afraid of. Just a radio station and a piano and a clarinet and maybe the Loch Ness Monster.
The Loch Ness Monster shows up occasionally in here.
If you want to, think about this, but only if you want to after they play. If you have a question you want to ask either of them, I'll give you a microphone and you can ask a question of them if you want to. But why don't we listen to them play again? What would you like to let me mention that we've had several emails from people saying that they're dancing as you're playing.
Oh, excellent. Oh.
We don't think any of them are driving as they
listen.
I hope
not. Hey, I wanted to mention right before we go on that on that last number, what we heard was a very unusual instrument. Susanna, when... Not this previous trip, because we just returned from Germany, but in the previous trip, we made a nice major purchase, and Susanna got a very unique clarinet, and she's tying up her old clarinet here, so that's why I'm riffing and talking. Do you want to tell them about it?
Of course.
Okay.
It's a G clarinet. It's much lower than the B-flat.
Yeah.
And kind of in between a B-flat and a bass clarinet, but it has more of a tenor-y sound to it.
It had a lot of body, like a real jazz, sort of like a sax-ish kind of sound.
That's right. So it's a very unusual thing, and the person who built the clarinet, it's a little company somewhere in the middle of Germany, and he has like 8 employees, and he has some customer from Greece or from Turkey who asked him if he could construct a clarinet, which is common in Greece or Turkey or Bosnia, a G clarinet. Nobody plays it here. Oh. And usually it's metal and it's kind of very wild sounding. So he did that. And when I came in and did some fixings on my B-flat, I saw it and I tried it and I said, I want to have one of those. So he basically builds 2 and you come, and it takes half a year or so, and then you come in and decide.
Which one?
So it's really handmade, and it's just
interesting.
Just a new baby.
And yeah. And that's a way to really be sure you're satisfied, because you're making a choice between the two that he built for. That's
right. For her.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the person who got the one that you rejected. That one, I think you can buy a Tuesday morning.
Nah, hey. Yeah. No, they are very exclusive. And
the Dollar General store, I think, is selling.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. The Susada Ortner Roberts.
Rejected clarinet. So this next number we're going to do for you is a little preview for the Benny Goodman show next week and the following week at Sweetwater. This is a relatively newer Benny Goodman trio number that we're doing, and it's actually very appropriate for Valentine's Day. It's the song Where or When. It's a Rodgers and Hart tune, I believe. Do you know this one, Larry?
Yeah, I think it is. I'll check while
you're
playing.
It's kind of like a reincarnation theme. It seems like we've stood and talked like this.
Yeah,
before.
I think it is.
It's beautiful. So here is, and it's quite a wonderful little performance, and as long as we play it well. So here is Where or When is played by the Benny Goodman Trio.
Nicely done. And Rodgers and Hart, indeed, composed that. And that was a hit in 1960 for Dion and the Belmonts, hitting number 3 on the charts. Can you tell I opened the Wikipedia page for the song? And the Letterman had a minor hit with it in 1963. And I'm saying that partly because if people think it sounds familiar, that might be the reason why. It was in a musical called Babes in Arms. Would you like to ask a question? I brought a microphone just for you. Do you want to at least say hello, No?
No.
Shy? Does anybody want to ask a question? You're even adults can ask a question. Well, you have to.
We've heard them before in Royal City, and we really enjoyed it.
Oh, well, come and say that so other people can at least can at least hear you because. Yes, here I'll hold this for you. You can.
Hi.
Tell me your name and where you're from.
My name's Mary Davis, and I'm out of New York City, and I'm traveling around. And I have my nieces here, Maddie and Ava, and this is my husband, David.
Well, hello. I'm glad you're here. And you heard them in Oil City, you say?
In the transit building. When was that, last winter?
Maybe? Oh, at the Oil City Arts.
Trio, probably, right? With our drama? Yeah.
There was another musician, yes.
That was probably the Benny Goodman concert again. So.
Well,
that was very nice. We took photographs also.
Oh, a woman of obvious good taste.
Yeah. Maddie, how old are you?
8.
And do you play an instrument? Do you play piano or any musical instrument?
I taught them a little piano, and I'm going to start piano lessons for her next week.
Oh, good. You don't live in Pittsburgh, though, because you could actually take piano lessons from Tom.
That's right.
Quite seriously.
I offer reasonable rates.
Tom does customize
my program specifically for you.
And he'll build you two pianos. You can choose which one you want. Ava, how old are you, Ava?
Six.
And are you enjoying the music? Yes? Well, I'm glad. Well, it's nice to have you here, and I hope you're enjoying your visit here today.
Yeah.
And in all seriousness, you do both have lessons for people who would be interested. And if you go to Ortner, O-R-T-N-E-R, Roberts, spelled the usual way, duo.com, you can find a way to reach them. There's also a CD. Just a beautiful CD available that you can still pick up. It's easy to get if that's of interest to you, and you can learn more about that at the website. See, I got rid of the website so I could look up where or when. I shouldn't have done that, but, you know, there's only so many tabs I could look at once.
By the way, the transit building, because you just mentioned that in Oil City was the place fitting for Valentine's Day where we got married.
Oh, is that
3 years ago? That's... Yeah.
How about that? Yeah. That's how. And what?
Mother's in the air.
Every night. How many years has it been now?
3 years.
What day?
December 15th.
Thank goodness.
Wow, I remember.
I'm usually bad with that.
That's all right.
Too,
so. He still has a chance to disappoint you on Monday.
Yeah. And I probably will.
Hey, he was already asking.
Oh, let me go.
How did you two meet?
We actually met on a gig. We were hired for the same event, a bar mitzvah in Mount Lebanon, and the band leader who hired us, I think, had...
He had additional plans.
I think he really wanted. He said, "Look on the. Do you mean that German girl? She's playing clarinet. What German girl? Said, oh, you don't know? You haven't met her yet. Here, go to her website. She's a really great musician and she's really pretty."
Yeah.
And so he really pushed for it. It was Henry Shapiro.
Really?
Yeah, Henry was the matchmaker.
Now I know the story, but I didn't know it was Henry Shapiro. That's funny because I was watching. Not funny, but coincidental. I was watching. Ken Love's movie on the Pittsburgh Courier a couple nights ago, and he does some of the music.
Henry did, yeah.
And Henry is a great musician.
And a great guy.
Yeah.
Former man about town. Henry's a man about Boston.
Yeah, yeah. I thought he had left Pittsburgh. I can't believe it. We have time for, I think, just one more. I know. It's
Which one do you want to do?
It's like? 7 minutes before noon.
Huh?
7 minutes.
We would have an exciting Czardash, but we are not sure. Maybe we have played that in the past on the air already.
Do you want to do your Mozart?
We can do the Mozart or the La Violettera.
Why don't we do La Violettera? This is a nice one because you were talking about earlier Charlie Chaplin and the movie Modern Times, I believe. But this is a number, if you're a Charlie Chaplin fan, you've heard this one from the movie City Lights.
Oh, that's a good film.
Which is a really wonderful one where he falls in love with the blind flower girl. And this is a theme that is performed throughout the film. And it is a tango written by Jose Padilla, and it's called La Violettera. And it's really a beautiful piece, and I think it's quite appropriate for Valentine's Day.
And let me thank you both in advance for being here today. I guess in advance and in retrospect, it's great to have you as friends and great to have you as a guest here too.
It's always great to come on here.
I really want to encourage you. Please don't ignore the fact that there are fine artists in our midst here within southwestern Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. They play to, you know, sold out, triple encore requesting audiences all over the world, and try to remember to support Tom Roberts and Susanna Ortner Roberts, the Ortner Roberts duo.
Thank you.
Tom Roberts, Susanna Ortner Roberts, thank you. Look for them at OrtnerRobertsDuo.com, and we'll make sure we have a link to that on our website as well. Thanks to all of our guests today, Sean Regan playing bagpipes. Thanks to our nice studio audience here from New York City, from Knox, from Oakmont. Robert Gray for a great mix on today's music. Our guests from the Western Pennsylvania Writing Project. Also early this morning, Samuel Black about the new exhibit at the Heinz History Center on the Pittsburgh Courier. Join us again next week for the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on public radio.